Many thanks for joining Press TV. We're just about to present you one of our live that is happening this time right here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. It happens to belong to the funeral ceremony of Iran's head of Iran's expediency council, Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi, as you can see in the images. Right now, a prayer is being recited over his dead body that is executed basically by a leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and in attendance are dignitaries and high-ranking officials of the country who are standing in ranks right behind the leader to say those prayers, which are done in Islam over the people who pass away. And right before they are buried, normally this ceremony is conducted, as you can see right there. The coffin in black belongs to the late Ayatollah Shahroudi, who died on Monday night after
تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات انك مجيب الدعوات انك قاضي الحاجات انك على كل شيء قدير الله اكبر
الله اكبر
اللهم ان هذا المسجى قدامنا عبدك وابن عبدك وابن امتك نزل بك وأنت خير منزول به اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عنه اللهم إنا لا نعلم منه إلا خيرا وأنت أعلم به منا اللهم احشره مع محمد وآل محمد اللهم اجعله مع الأبرار والصالحين من عبادك اللهم إنه وإننا لا نجد من دونك ملتحدا اللهم إنا نتوكل عليك اللهم اغفر له ولنا وارحمه وارحمنا وتجاوز عنه وتجاوز عنا اللهم سهل عليه المنازل بحق محمد وآل محمد اللهم احشره مع احبته محمد وآل محمد الله اكبر
الله اكبر رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات هيكل مطهر مرحوم آیت الله هاشمی شاهرودی از ضلع شرقی شبستان مصلای امام در حیات مصلا بر روی دستان شما مردم قدرشناس و سلحشور ان شاء الله تشییع خواهد شد و امروز در جوار حریم ملائک پاسبان حضرت فاطمه معصومه سلام الله علیها آرام خواهند گرفت همه با هم صدای خیش را
Again, for those of you who have just joined Press TV, let me reiterate that this is the funeral that is held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, for the late Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi, head of Iran's Expediency Council, who died on Monday night at the age of 70 after suffering health problems, mainly related to renal and intestinal problems. Of course, as you just watched for yourself, leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, just read the funeral prayer that is customary in Islam for people who pass away. That was also attended by the country's high officials. In the ranks, you could see Iran's president, Dr. Hassan Rouhani, also in attendance, with many dignitaries from elsewhere within the Iranian government and administration present. Right now, the coffin containing the body of Ayatollah Shahroudi is being carried by people who are in attendance, perhaps to give you a better understanding of who that man was, and also a better understanding of his legacy, perhaps. I'm going to bring in Mr. Sayed Mostafa Khoshcheshm, who is with us at the studios, and perhaps he can give us more info about what we are seeing and what is it that Iran has lost. Sayed Mostafa Khoshcheshm, over to you.
Hello, and thanks for having me. My condolences first on the sad departure of the Ayatollah, and also my condolences on the loss of 8 lives of students and staff members on a Tuesday bus accident in northwestern Tehran on a university road. Well, when you ask Iranians about the character of Ayatollah Shahroudi, the first description of his character that comes across everyone's mind is that he was a heavyweight politician who was probably the most appropriate person when you needed someone to mediate between the two camps, the left and the right. Though that's an indispensable part of his life and character, it's not the whole thing. That's not enough at all. The Ayatollah was one of the elite in Iran, and his political religious life should be studied as, you know, his political religious interactions as a member of the ruling elite set a role model not just for the younger generation, but also for the generation that lived with him all throughout the last several decades after the Islamic Revolution. You know, in democracies across the world, especially in those democracies where there are two opposing camps, the left and the right, Republican and Democrats, or reformists and principalists in Iran, as they call it, these two factions push each other to the extremes. And at sensitive junctures like election season, or when one of the ruling parties is needed to make a very sensitive decision for the country, you would see that debates are heated, then they go sensational, then lies, slander, allegations, accusations, and insults happen everywhere, and debates spiral out of control. And these traits and types of practicing, you know, politics, they were complete strangers to the Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi, all throughout his political and religious life.
Of course, Sayed Mostafa Khoshcheshm, we're going to continue with the discussion over late Ayatollah. But for now, I jumped in because we want to take our viewers to the venue that procession is being held right now, to be joined by our correspondent Yusuf Jalali, who I'm hearing has traveled to that place for us to perhaps tell us what he is seeing and what info can he fill us in with. Yusuf, if you can hear me, it's over to you from now.
Well, yes, Arash, since early in the morning local time here, thousands of people gathered inside the Musalla, Imam Khomeini Musalla Mosque in downtown Tehran, to pay tribute and to attend the funeral ceremony held for the late head of the Expediency Council, Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi. And as you also witnessed a couple of minutes ago, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, held funeral prayers for the body of Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi. So right now the funeral ceremonies are underway, and we're expecting that the body of Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi will be sent to the holy city of Qom in south of Tehran for another funeral ceremony in the holy city of Qom, and his body is expected to be laid to rest at the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma in the city of Qom. Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi was a very significant person in the Islamic Republic of Iran's politics. As you also know, he was the head of the Expediency Council since 2017, the post which was held by the late Ayatollah Hashemi Rafsanjani, another major and heavyweight politician in Iran. So this shows the significance of the personality of Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi, as he is known in the Iranian politics to be a mediator between different political factions in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the post of the chairmanship of the Expediency Council also shows and attests to the significance of him being a mediator and arbiter between different political factions, as the initial and the fundamental task of the Expediency Council is to arbitrate and mediate between the Iranian parliament and the Guardian Council, which is a constitutional watchdog. So right now we're expecting that the people who are participating in the ceremony, in the funeral ceremony, they will actually take his body to the holy city of Qom, where his body will be laid to rest at the holy shrine of Hazrat Masuma. A little bit about the background of Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi is that aside from serving as the head of the Expediency Council, he was also a member of the Guardian Council, and he was also the vice president of the Assembly of Experts, which is one of the major bodies in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Assembly of Experts is responsible for electing the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution and also overseeing the performance of the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution. So he served in many crucial posts during his lifetime. He was one of the longest standing politicians and one of the most heavyweight politicians in the history of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He was born in the city of Najaf in Iraq, and at the time of Saddam Hussein's reign in Iraq, he fought against the cruelty, as we read in the news. He fought against the cruelty practiced by Saddam Hussein at the time. And right after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, Ayatollah Shahroudi traveled to Iran, and he was a close ally of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini. And people here today refer to him as the old friend of Imam Khomeini and a close ally of Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution. So he's one of the major figures, political figures, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, and also a religious figure, and that is why the holy city of Qom know him very well, and the people in the holy city of Qom will also hold a ceremony for him to pay tribute to him. The seminaries in the holy city of Qom are closed today as a symbol of tribute for the character of Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi. And so the people of Iran know him very well during his 10-year tenure as the head of the judiciary. He also served as the head of the judiciary from 1999 to 2008. And at the time, he was known, as people say, he is known for his close relationship with the people. He closely followed and oversaw the problems of the people when he served as the head of the judiciary. At the time, he was also a member of the Guardian Council, and he served many major posts during his lifetime. That is why he's very significant, and the news actually is followed by the people here, and people are sorry for his demise, actually. Back to you, Arash.
Okay, thank you very much, Youssef Jalali, our correspondent at the venue of that funeral. But as you just witnessed for yourselves, we were just airing images that we were receiving from Tehran's Musalla of Imam Khomeini, where the body of the late Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi was being carried out and perhaps to the sea. Let's just go back to the discussion that we earlier had with prominent political analyst Mustafa Khoshchesh, who is with us at the studios, and we were talking about perhaps the mechanics of the post that Ayatollah, the late Ayatollah, used to hold. And of course, I'm going to add dimensions to our discussion, Sayyid Mustafa, if you agree, that given the positions, the numerous positions that he had held after the Iranian Revolution, most of them very prominent ones, and of course, his records of even being within Saddam Hussein's jails before the Iranian Revolution, this has to tell our viewers something about his character and perhaps the magnitude of his death. Sayyid Mustafa.
That's true. As I was explaining, you know, he set a genuine role model at the scale of the Islamic Revolution as what we mean by politicians at the scale of the Islamic Revolution and Islamic Republic. The traditional practice of politics throughout the world requires doing a number of things, like maintaining power. You would see politicians throughout the world, they would do anything and everything in order to gain power. Normally, they do not stand on, you know, righteous positions. They would rather stand where their camps or their parties do. Also, when you know, they are candidates and they are on the way to power, they try to reject the opponent, the political opponent, and to suppress him, to ruin him, in the hope that they can earn power. Once they are in power, they you know, try to develop, to establish and develop their substructure in the power equation and power structure of the country in order to maintain power. These traits are all strangers to, you know, the late Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi. You know, for these politicians, politics is their religion. But for Ayatollah Shahroudi and people like him, politicians and officials like him, that are not too many, you know, religion is the center, and it's the practice of a religion-centered politics that matters. In other words, the principle, the center, and everything is respecting religious rules and codes of ethics, and they would not do anything and everything to gain power. That's why you would see that for most or all these posts, Ayatollah Hashemi Shahroudi had done nothing extraordinary to gain power and to be nominated, you know, for a post, but he has always been picked up. One of the other traits is that despite many other human beings, he was one of the rare people in modern era who was a good listener, a very patient person, a person who would not go for vengeance and taking revenge from political opponents and rivals. That's why many of those people who had been in bad terms with him, they would come to him and ask for his views and advice, because they knew that he would only say good things that would be to their benefits, and he would never go for taking revenge. He, you know, saw himself above the levels of, you know, going for vengeance. So Ayatollah Shahroudi had all throughout his life, before the Islamic Revolution and after that, he always proved to be a person who's devoted to the religion and the Islamic Revolution. You would never, while others, you know, do everything to gain power and they brag about what they have and what they may not have, their education, their family and relatives and family members, and you know, any kind of relations that they might have, you know, with the top brass in the country. Ayatollah Hashemi was never a self-promoter. He never spoke of his record to brag about what he's done. When he was in the Guardian Council, when he was in, you know, the judiciary, and he headed the judiciary, and when he chaired the Expediency Council, or he was, you know, in the presiding board of the Experts Assembly. So he never went for, when he ascended to power to all these posts, he never went for taking revenge from his political rivals or try to suppress them, or you know, he would never even defend when he came under harsh attacks by political opponents over a decade ago. I remember quite well that he never staged a very tough defense. He only defended himself to the needed levels. He, the same way that he spoke, only when it was necessary and in few words. That's why he is remembered by good words, you know, in Iran. I do not believe that that there are, you know, there is anyone in Iran who would remember any harsh words from him, any you know, mistreatment or bad attitude from the late Ayatollah.
Thank you very much. For